Hashtag daily diary. I'm kind of sitting in the car after class. Oh, by the way, sorry. Karina Duffy here, Eco Fitness. Fitness, travel, events and wellness. I'm sitting here in the car, right? I'm after coming from class, teaching HIIT and mobility. HIIT was deadly. Usually Thursday evening, I am absolutely knackered because I teach most of the classes on the timetable. I love teaching them, but come Thursday, I'm pretty tired. I'm pretty knackered. So usually Thursday evening, I have to psych myself up before class. But it never, after I attend class and I teach it, I can never turn around and say that I didn't want to do that or I didn't enjoy it. I absolutely love it. So the first little message here is, you actually can't, you work out to feel good. You don't wait to feel good to work out. Oh, there goes my son off to the gym. One second now. Bye, Nathan. To the gym. Yeah. Well, that'll be a warm up. Bye. Go on, bye. He wants me to drop him to the gym. And the gym is down the road, like, so he's going to come into the car now. So I'm going to come back to this podcast. I'm going to be the good mother. I'm going to pause this and I'll be back in a second and I'll drop him to the gym. Right, I'm back. I dropped him there to the gym, which is like a 10-minute walk down the road, max. 10 minutes for Nathan, about 6 minutes for anybody else because he walks so slow, although that's not slow. But he's gone to the gym there now. And this brings me on to the little conversation today about who inspires you. So before I go on to that, I'll go back to not feeling like going to class at any Thursday have I ever felt like I wanted to go to class. But I go because I know I'll feel good afterwards. And it kind of sets me up midweek as well. And you feel great. It's half an hour. So the little message there previous to that was, don't wait to feel good to start. Start when you feel like shit, because then you'll feel good. And the only way is up there. The only way is up then. So who inspires you? So both of my kids now are into the gym. I thought they'd never, ever be into working out or the gym or moving their body and stuff like that. My daughter now works out every day. And my son works out about 4 times a week. And he's big into now build himself up muscle, all that kind of jazz. So it'll be very egotistic of me now to think that I inspired my kids, to be fair. But definitely, I suppose, when, like, you become your environment, I suppose. So Leah now eats healthier than me and she gives out to me for eating chocolate. My daughter, who's 19, she gives out to me. Nathan's not there yet because he's bulking. So once Nathan gets on a healthy buzz, I think our house is going to be super, super healthy because Nathan brings in crap food and I end up eating the crap food because he's bulking. So you become your environment. And I suppose I'm not going to sit here and say I inspired my kids, but I suppose they're becoming the environment that they grew up in. No, thank God it's not the environment that they grew up in when they were kids with all the shouting, roaring, myself and her dad were doing at each other and the messing and the carrying on and everything. Well, for the short period of time, we were with each other when Nathan was a baby. But I suppose for the good part of the last few years, they've been around an environment where I've been working out and going to my classes regardless. Now, I know I teach the classes, but I could easily get instructors in now to teach my classes and not bother doing them. But I don't want to do that because I have Petra, I have Lou, I have the Emma as well, and I have Hannah, and these are all kind of holiday instructors. Petra's with me all the time, Lou's with me all the time. So I could get them in if I wanted to do all of the classes, every single one of them, which is about 20 a week now or something like that. But sure, I do it because it makes me feel good, and I feel good when other people feel good. So I got this little message today, a little heart of one of my clients, right? Helen, who was away in the UK. I think she said she was away in the UK. And it's little heart. And she goes, I thought of you when I saw this and I said, I'll buy it for you. And I said, the fact that you even said that is enough. I thought of you when I saw this. And it's a little heart that I'm going to hang off now off my ring mirror of my car to remind me for the days that I feel tired. Be proud of the work you do, the brilliant person you are and the difference you make. And I was like, Jesus, like, talk about a day I needed this. I was like, Helen, thank you so much. I actually needed this today. Although, well, the other day I was a bit overwhelmed with all the work I had to do. So I was like, oh my God. Because like there's loads of stuff in the background, systems that have to be connected together, apps and all that kind of crack to get ready for a busy September. So I can actually don't have to work as hard in the background with the business and actually be at the front of the business again and get back to being at the front of the business with the clients again. And I was like, that's mad, because I needed to hear that today. But getting back to who inspires you. This morning, I had the girls in for the semi-private session. Now, I'm not going to mention names, but two of the girls anyway, one in particular, a few years ago, got diagnosed with cancer. And as far as I'm aware, this cancer is kind of, it's there and it'll always be there, but it's steady and it's stable. And like, she just inspires me. Like, every time I see her, I'm like, she's a big smile on her face all the time. And she's just so happy looking all the time. And every time she comes into class, I just go, look at this one now here coming in here again with a big smile on her face. And like, I think she said she was given 15 years to live or something like that. But I truly believe she's going to be here for a long, long, long time, because she's seriously looking after herself with her workouts and look at her mental health and her positive attitude. She's going to be here for a long, long, long time. And I know that. And I just know by her. And like, I'm just looking at her going, nobody else has a clue, only for the people that she's told. She doesn't hide it, but she doesn't make a big deal of it. But I actually like people known in the class, because then you could not feel sorry for this person, but stop feeling sorry for yourself. Do you know? Because today I just looked at her and she walked in again 7 o'clock this morning with a big smile on her face. And I was like, this one is just beaming, a light beaming out of her. Like, and I was like, every time I see her, I just smile. And I'm like going, this makes my day. She inspires me. Like, she inspires me to do better for my food. Every time I think, and I still eat shite, but every time I think of eating extra shit on top of shit, I think of this lady, my client. And I'm like, no, because no, like, you've enough now, cop on. And look after yourself as best you can, because there's people here relying on you. And if you go, what are these people going to do? Like, what are they going to do? Where are they going to go? They'll find somewhere else to go. But like, there's people relying on you and you have responsibility. You know, cop on to yourself and do better for yourself. So she inspires me. Then another lady, 7 o'clock this morning, big smiley head in her, came in, my client. And like, she came in at 7 o'clock this morning because she wanted to do her usual body composition check-in scale and all that crack anyway. So she was like, right, I'm in. Now, this lady had a baby. Is she 9 months old now? Is she 9 months old? I think she'll be here this summer. Anyway, she came to me before she got pregnant to kind of come down and weight from the last baby, which she did, and tone up and get strong. I kid you not, the second baby, I think she's 9 months now or something like that. The second baby, she looks more incredible now than she did when she first came to me after the first baby. Strong, toned, lean, and running 10K. She's never ran 10K in her life. Pelvic floor good, everything fine. Not a bother. Not an absolute bother. So she ran the other night she ran 10K. And then last night she went out for the jogging club and she ran another 5. And she was at a session this morning and she was at a set, 2 sessions during the week. Absolutely not a bother on her. Hopped on scale and she was down, was it 3 kg in the last 7 weeks or something like that? So 3 kg in the last 7 weeks. And altogether, I think she's down 10 pounds. I shared it on Instagram, the screenshot of her stats. 10 pounds since last November, September. So nice and slow and steady post-baby. Now, she inspires me as well. So my clients are actually inspiring me. And I don't know, is that normal for personal trainers and fitness instructors and all that to get inspired by their clients? I don't know, is that normal? But like, they inspire me. So I started off inspiring them and now they're inspiring me. So I think this is deadly. This is a win-win. Like, this is deadly. Because I don't have energy every day, all day. I may seem like I do, but I do have my dippy moments throughout the day where I have to kind of pull myself aside and gather myself together and go again. So when I look at my clients, I'm like going, they have no idea that I'm just looking at them going, well, I want to do better for myself now. So anyway, I just wanted to share that message with you guys. Be the one that inspires people to do better for themselves, to the point where they eventually, in return, will inspire you to do better for yourself when the days that you just don't feel like doing anything at all. So it's a win-win. It's a win-win. So who inspires you guys? I have someone that inspires me in business, and that is my brother, because I know where he's come from. I know how hard it took him to get to where he is today. So I tailgate him in everything. I don't think he actually realised that. Actually, I think he does realise that. Because when I was down at Christmas time and saw that he had a new Range Rover fresh out of the box, I went, well, isn't this interesting now? Uh-huh. I was like going, here's me trying to tailgate this lad. I'm definitely 10 years behind him. And here's me trying to tailgate him. And I was there, well, I mightn't get a new one, but I can get one. And so I went off and got a second-hand one. I was like, I need a new car anyway. So, like, you have to have someone that you can tail all of the time. All of the time that you can tail. Or even go alongside. Like, one of my clients, she actually got the Hyrox tickets. And she goes, will you go? And I said, sure, go on. So the two of us are going. So we're actually going side by side, the two of us. But definitely always have someone that you can kind of tailgate when it comes to business, life, goals, everything. Energy, especially energy. Like someone that has good energy and you want to tailgate them and go, I want a bit of that. Tailgate them and look at them for inspiration. And it could be anyone. It could be a total stranger that you follow online and that they inspire you to do better for yourself. Tail them. Look at their lifestyle. What are they doing? What's their habits that they do on a daily basis? Look at your lifestyle and look at your habits. I'm not saying that you copy and paste, but like there's a lot of people that inspire me, but I wouldn't copy and paste their life. Like my brother inspires me in business, but would I copy and paste his life? No, he's happily married with kids and happy to stay at home and happy to be hanging around and happy to be traveling with work, but happy to come home. I'm happy to be going off traveling the world. So I tailgate him in business, but not in life, if that makes sense. Not that he's a bad life or like that. So you look at someone, figure out what they're doing, figure out, can you do it? And will it fit into your lifestyle? And how can you mimic that and make it fit into your lifestyle and change it up and make it your own so you can do better for yourself and others? And if you do better for yourself, that'll shine out to you. So then you will start inspiring others. And then eventually after a while, the tables will turn like they've turned with me, because I do have my down moments that I look at my clients and go, geez, they seriously inspire me. And that's just only two clients I've mentioned there. There's loads more. Ones that have like four or five kids and still manage to drop everything, go take their time out, go do their workouts and come back again. That to me is inspirational, because I used to do that when my kids were small. I used to do 12-hour shift and I used to come home and my daughter would be in bed and I would take off down to the gym. I used to do 7-7 or 8-8 and I'd come home and I'd either go for a walk or go for a quick workout or else just clean the house or do whatever. And I still used to do my thing, even though I used to work the 3 days, 4 days shift work. And on the days off, it was my priority that I got up and I did a workout for my mental health that supported my family at the time, because otherwise I'd be in a heap, an absolute heap, with emotion and just stress. And that's no good for anybody then. So anyway, lads, that's my little daily diary now. And just look around and see who inspires you. And look around at the top 7 to 10 people that you hang around with in the space of a month. And are any of these people draining the absolute crap out of you? And if they're draining the absolute blood and energy and water out of you, what are you doing giving them time? Like, there's people are meant to be around you for an energy exchange back and over. There has to be an energy exchange back and over. In return, you might have a crap day, they make you feel good, vice versa, the opposite side another time. You know, the people are in your life to either give you energy, help you, support you, listen, be a friend, whatever, and vice versa. You have to do that back. Like, you know, some days I can be a bit shit at that as well, and I pull myself back and kind of have a chat to myself. But like, I try to do my best anyway to try balance things out as best I can. But if there's things in your life, and I'm talking to myself here now, because definitely the sugar is the vein of my life at the moment, and I'm doing something about that because I'm going to a holistic nutritionist next week, who I'm going to introduce into my group as well to help them and to tackle this sugar crack once and for all. And then I'd be happy. I did it 2 years ago. I can do it again. And then I know well that I'll be as clean as a whistle and happy out and no dippy energies throughout the day from eating sugar and stuff like that. Anyway, long message, lads. There you go. Happy out. Bye-bye. Toodaloo.